For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Linda in Maryland listens in on WJFK, and you've got a decking question. How can we help you?
Hi. I wanted to know how I should maintain my Brazilian cherry deck.
Is it a brand new deck? Is there anything on it? What's going on with it?
It's about 3 years old. There was a stain put on originally, and it did not work out so well, and I'm looking for a new sealant or a new stain or oil. And also, I had heard there may be a problem power washing it before I stain it.
Is the stain that's on there now, is it sort of worn away in some places? Like, do you think you need to strip it down to get a fresh start, or is that where you think you are with it?
Yeah, it's pretty, the stain is basically gone now. There are just little spots of stain left. So I have to do something completely new.
Okay. Well, if you can, try with a pressure washer, you know, to try to get rid of the last remaining bits of stain. If that's not budging, there's a couple of products you can use. You want to, unfortunately, use a chemical stripper, and you want to make sure you get all of that stain off of it. And the reason why you want to get that stain off is you really want to get down to as raw or fresh of a wood surface so that whatever you put on top is going to adhere very, very well. And since your decking, the Brazilian cherry, is only 3 years old, you shouldn't have any problem with how the graining looks, how the actual decking pieces themselves are integrity-wise. They should look great, so you should be able to put something clear on there to really showcase the beauty of the lumber itself. So for stripping, you want to use something, and Flood makes a lot of great products. First, you want to use their Stain Strip Exterior Stain Stripper. It's going to strip all stains, all finishes. You want to follow the directions, make sure you wear protective gear, let it do its job, and clean everything off. Then let it dry very, very well once you've washed everything away. And then what you can use also from Flood is the CWF Ultralast Premium Natural Finish. And this is made specifically for exotic hardwoods, for lumber types that are specifically very difficult to have stains penetrate into them. So you want to make sure you use something that's really made for the exotic so it'll saturate and seal and really stabilize the wood to minimize cracking and warping and even damage from moisture and the sun. If you do that, you should be great. And the Ultralast Premium Natural Finish comes in a couple of different color options, which are all natural. It'll really let the lumber itself show how beautiful it is. And if you do that, you shouldn't have to do anything for 5 years.
And Linda, you mentioned about the cautionary advice you got with regard to pressure washing. That is spot on, because pressure washing, if it's done improperly, can really damage a wood deck. So I would use pressure washing only in the lightest possible sense as you're doing your cleanup to get ready for the staining procedure. I would not use too much pressure because wood is very soft. It's going to really eat away some of that surface of the wood boards that you have. So even though you have hardwood, the pressure washer will definitely damage it if you don't use it very, very carefully. So use the wide spray, the same one you use, for example, when you're cleaning a car with a pressure washer. It's great for putting on a lot of water and a reasonably good pressure for cleaning, but not one that's going to damage the wood. Linda, thanks so much for calling the Money Pit. The number is 1-888-666-3974. Leslie, who's next?
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.